করে।
ব্লগ টক রেডিও
Can you hear that?
I can.
That's funny. Strange.
Right back with the Quiet Storm with DJ Sean on Hilltop Radio.
All right, welcome. This is Love After Dark with yours truly, DJ Sean. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in, everybody that's tuned in, and everybody that's getting ready to sit back and get tuned in with us. But the first question of the night before we go to two songs in a row is, why do men and women make excuses when it's time to see one another? Think about it. Why do we make excuses when it comes to see somebody that we claim that we love and we're supposed to be with? Think about that. We're going to go into a quick song, and we'll be right back with the panel. How about some In Condition? Yeah, If You Love Me. We'll be right back.
Tuned in to The Quiet Storm with DJ Sean on Hilltop Radio.
All right, welcome back. Guys, I already know what, excuse me. Welcome back. You guys already know what the question was. Why do men and women make excuses when it comes to time to connect with the one they claim that they love? Before we get into the answers, I want to welcome everybody to the show. We got she's on here. I was training her, but something's wrong with the system on her end, but the doctor's in the house. What's up, Doc? Welcome to the show. Keep you on here as long as you can be on here. And okay. We got the hottest female out of the state of Florida, and it is hot right now up where I'm at. That's the Diva's Den is in the house. What up, boo?
What's up?
How are you?
Hey, me sometimes you.
And the hottest queen in the trap music out of the Crooked S, Benita Applebaum. Welcome.
Boom. Hey,
all right. Money Mike, welcome to the show, my brother.
What's good, you say, son of my people.
And the one and only, he's the dog. What's up, low dog?
What's up?
Hey, that's what the hell I'm talking about tonight. The dogs in the doghouse tonight. We'll see after tonight. Let's see how many people will be in the motherfucking doghouse after this show. Yeah. So, the question was out there. We played the song. Anybody want to go first? Go ahead. We're doing ladies. We do ladies first. And then, you know, us men will follow up. I'll be the last to speak. So, Doc, you can go first. The Diva's Den, you know, you guys talk about this on your shows. And, you know, ladies first, whoever wants to start, go ahead. Rap about it. Let's get it started. Why do men and women make excuses when it comes to being when it comes to being with someone that they claim they love? And they
like
don't show up.
Just the first time or just every time?
Oh, the whole time. The whole time. Yeah. The whole time. Yeah. Something to think about, ain't it?
It's something to think about or not, because
go ahead.
If you don't show up, like, I think it speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Yeah. Could it be that is somebody else in the picture? Are they playing both sides of the fence and trying not to get caught?
That part.
Well, clarify show up. What do you mean when you say show up?
Yes. Show up like
okay.
a date. Show up
show up for a date or the weekend. We're supposed to do something for the weekend, and I drive, say, an hour, 2 hours. You know, I get the hotel and everything. I'm like, oh, I'm in town. You coming through? This is where we're at. This is the room I'm in. You coming through? Yeah. And here comes the excuse. Oh, I'm still at work. I'll be there when I get off work. Well, I thought you were supposed to take off. You knew I was coming way well in advance. So.
Well, I think
that's
first
I mean.
I think first they need to clarify that they're in a relationship before they start holding each other accountable to being there just because the other person has said, I'll be there. If you're not in a relationship and you are not, you know, committed to each other, you really don't have to be there. You can blow smoke all day long and say, I'll be there, and not show up. And then to even put love in there, it's a little bit too early in the game if you're just dating. Now, if it's your significant other or if it's your boyfriend that's or girlfriend that you're in a committed relationship, I think they get one or two passes and that's it. No other excuses, because you know that I've set this date up or this whatever you want to call it, or this outing, and then you just blatantly didn't show up, didn't call to say I'm not going to make it, you cost me money. You cost me my valuable time. So guess what? You get one or two chances. And after that, it's time to do something else or make a decision whether or not you really want to be with me.
All right. Doc, you want to add a little bit more to that? Because what Divas then just said, I want to come at her with a scenario. So.
Well, I'm totally in agreement with what she just said, because I think that I'm in agreement with most of that, because I'm a person who try to practice being impeccable with my word. If I say, you know, the best that I can, if I say I'm going to do something, then I'm going to communicate. If you're the person on the receiving end of that kind of treatment, there's no question. If you're getting ghosted or somebody is not doing what they say they're going to do, there's nothing else to talk about. To me, there's not a question. I mean, like she said, if this is your significant other and they're not doing, and their words and their actions aren't lining up, the only person you can control is yourself. You can't control them. So if a person shows you who they are, believe them. If this is a person who's not going to be impeccable with their words and they're not going to do what they say they're going to do, is this something that you would even want to be a part of?
Okay, that makes sense. I like that. I like that. Benita, you want to add to it?
No.
Don't be scared.
I mean, I'm with that the doctor said if it's not, you know, they're not obligated, but you know, you already see off top, you know, what they're about, what they'll do, so you shouldn't want to even continue on nothing with that person. I wouldn't, especially if I go out my way.
Okay. All right, let's move to the brothers. Money Mike, talk to us, man. How about you?
Okay. If I knew it could come this way, I just felt it in my cheek. So, I'm a man of same character, but I'm also a man that in the past has worn many faces. And I got people, you know, if, like I said, from the aspect, you know, we connect. I've gotten women, females I've spoken to, and like, hey, we're supposed to do this. So, hey, well, yeah, I do. And I just, you know, it ain't that serious of a nature to me. So, I mean, what happened? I went home with the bed. Hey, I had so much stuff I had to do. I was cutting corners, whatever. On the other hand, I've been with this relationship. You know, I think I've seen where where I called it the playing game or small courtship of just seeing where things stand between me and that woman, so where, like, if you say you really want this, then why you not? Vice versa, hey, I mean, you're saying it's something you're feeling, something you're rocking with, then what's the deal? Because, well, I do agree with y'all. I mean, I was very much so once, maybe twice. That maybe depends on how was I really feeling you compared to that person I just met 2 days ago. So that was me. Many faces, but a same character. If I was kind of like vibing with you and we got something going, I give it that second shot, because like all men or like all women, there's always somebody trying to court or get with you, especially if you're not in a serious relationship. But that's just me.
Okay. Low Dog.
Yes, sir.
Talk to us.
I'm finna get ready to get somebody's ass now. I'm finna get it, cut them up. Now, it's like this, you know. They want they noun later. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what the noun later is. You got banana, you got cherry, you got grape. And also, they got somebody who they waiting on. They gonna come spend with you. They gonna come spend that time with you for a try. Then they gonna make an excuse. See, you know how it goes. Oh, I gotta go pick up little Jimmy. My mama, she keeping little Jimmy and or little Susie, and I gotta go pick her up. I can't spend all night, but all the time they going over there to meet the other one, the later. That's where they're going to meet the other later. Y'all got me?
Got you.
We got you.
They got to go meet Jody or that or that sugar mama.
There you go with Jody. All right. I got to agree with the Divas did in the doc. But I just want to say, I don't think I'm going to give at least... I think after that first time, if we're talking and communicating and we didn't met, you know, 3 or 4 times, and then we left, and then this third time come up, you know, we plan it way in advance, and I travel, say, you know, I get on a plane and I'm flying to a whole nother state and I rent a car, get the room, you know, I'm doing everything, and then I get there, and then there's no answer, or there's no call, you know, there's no answer or communication. I don't think I'm gonna have to disagree with you, Diva. I don't think I'm gonna give you a second chance after that, because like you said, that's a lot of money. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, back in the day where you can get on Greyhound for $1. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? You travel all day for $1, but I think if my heart's into it and her heart's not into it, I don't think I'm gonna give it a second chance.
That's just
my opinion. Even though we planned it way in advance, I mean, you already know I was coming or vice versa, and that's just a bunch of disrespect and excuses that, you know, that shows me there's someone else in the picture, and you just wasn't honest in the beginning.
Well, Sean, please give me another chance. I was waiting on you to call me before you got on the plane, and you didn't call me before you got on the plane, so I didn't even realize that you had gotten on the plane and that you were here. So I made other plans. What were you trying to do, surprise me? Or are you a last-minute guy that you don't think that I deserve a phone call to let me know you're at the airport getting ready to get on the plane to come see me?
I'm going to come back and tell you, hey, that damn phone works two ways. That phone works both ways.
You're going to get roughed up a lot. That's what's going to happen.
I gotta welcome Robin May, Robin Lynn Maven to the show, Boz Live Radio. Yeah, I am streaming.
I just can't take it no more. I'm beating everybody up. Everybody getting beat up, including myself.
So hold on a second though. But the doc just said that's gaslighting. That's gaslighting. But is that healthy for a relationship? Is that healthy to be in a relationship knowing that, man, if I call this girl and we make these plans a whole month of time, okay, say January. January is here. I said, okay, I wanna see you every other weekend, and then come Valentine's Day, I'm gonna take the whole week off from work. I'm gonna take a week vacation. You take a week vacation, and let's spend the whole week Valentine's Day week together.
If you're that specific, and those are plans have been that specifically made, and a person ghosts you, as a woman, you know, women know what they know what they want. They know what they want. And so if a woman wants you, you'll know that. If she totally ghosts you, that's everything. When a woman ghosts you, she's not into you. She's just not what that means. She's just not into you.
And there were probably like red flags and indicators that was overlooked. Because we can tell when someone likes us or not, because we don't put up with, you know, because we're asking them, well, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you calling me? Why aren't you answering? You know, what's up with that? And all those little questions like that would be clearly enough for me to rough somebody up a little bit before I make exit stage left.
Rough and crazy.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm not a guy. I know I don't do trips like that. I say to see somebody. Do men actually make those type of arrangements to go see a woman in a whole different state that he's just been talking on the phone to over a period of time?
Yeah,
I'm gonna put it out there.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead, Money Mike.
I'll put that there. We vibing and, you know, everything click clacking back and forth. And my thing is, we go to talking plans and like, hey, look, I'm gonna come out to your city, da da da. I'm gonna get the phone. I'm gonna be at the Hilton. Shout out to Scrap Iron. I'm touching down in your city. Here goes my thing. I'm touching down on a Friday. Why do you say I'm gonna touch down on a Friday? Because A, if you went to Riff Raff and Friday and I see I get there, I'm still going out that night in your city. And when you decide Saturday that you want to call me, well, I done met somebody in your city in person I can kick it with and vibe with. And guess what? I'm not going to be answering your call because if you knew I was flying out, I done flew out and had to rent a car. I done had to get the hotel room. You know, I done saved up my coin because I wanted to be a special moment. So I'm coming way out here to the ATL or Florida or North Carolina, because for me, them further out trips. But if I got to do that and I'm flying out, best believe I'm coming on a Friday. So if you ducking and dodging, goose chasing and catfishing on Friday, and then Saturday because your plans on Friday didn't work out because you thought it was, oh, well, I could just see. No, Saturday, shot, I'm here in the city doing my thing. Hey, and only time I pick up your phone is when I'm getting back on the plane to go home. What happened? Oh, I left. I don't understand. I think you do.
If I had to do all that you said, I ain't even picking. I'm delete. I'm blocking the phone number, and I'm deleting everything off social media. I don't even want to talk to the person, honestly.
You know why I'm an airport? You know when you go to the airport. You know when you go to the airport and like when you get on the plane, they tell you you got to cut your electronic devices off from that point on. When I'm gonna answer the call as I'm getting ready to get on the plane. So when I cut my phone off, I'm deleting your number. So when I had to cut off, you're cut off. The end. Goodbye. I'm out. I had a great time.
Okay.
I had a great time in your city.
Okay, so for example, I had a friend who I ain't going to call his name, DJ Sean, got sick a little bit. And so I went down to where he was at to see about him, told him I was coming. Now, I didn't get up on the morning on my way to the airport and tell him I was coming because he already knew I was coming, and it's 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, right? So when I, all right, send a text, I'm on my way. Then when I got there, who was there up at the airport to pick me up? Just like that, okay? So it's not hard to communicate. It doesn't
exactly.
It doesn't take a lot, but it does take communication. And then everybody knows bullshit when they're on the receiving end. So just don't accept it. And don't wonder why. Don't ask why they're treating you like that. They're treating you like that because they don't like you. I mean, it's easy. So, and there's plenty of people out there that will genuinely care for you. So, you know, strengthen up them egos and self-esteems, people. That's all I got to tell you. Otherwise, a lot of people are going to be getting hurt a little bit, roughed up a little bit.
All right. Miss Doc, I know you got a, roll. I want to get you to do the next question so we can think about it, jump into a song and come back, because I know you got to go to school in the morning. Is there a question you want to drop on us real quick? So we can think of it after this next song, and we come back.
I think I want to, based on what the Beaver just said right there, I want to twist the question inside out and ask the people, why do you put up with behavior that is not love?
Oh, shit. All right. Everybody got that?
Ooh.
Yeah.
This is The Quiet Storm with DJ Sean on Hilltop Radio.
Yo. There comes a time in all of our lives where sometimes we gotta face the music. Sometimes we gotta face that elephant in the room. This is part of my journey. This is part of my story. I want y'all to hear my heart on this one. Let's go.
I remember when everything became a struggle. And deep within I knew that we were in trouble. We can't undo what's done but still be left with scars. Let's face the truth, we're better off apart.
Pass me on by.
back. This is the Quiet Storm, Love After Dark. And the Doc, repeat your question again, and we'll get into the discussion. Welcome, everybody. Yeah. Ms. Dorsey, you there?
Hello.
Where she went?
I believe it's got a big question.
Divas Den, go ahead and you answer. You can start answering the sweetheart, and then Miss Robin Lynn.
Well, I just say this. I don't put up with it. I basically want to see what you're all about. I like a good conversation. I like to be up on the games that men are still playing today. So I'll give you a little conversation, and then I like a challenge. Because I'm old school, and I just feel like you can't bullshit the bullshitter. And I think the Isley Brothers said it best. You can't slick a can of oil. So, you know, I'll give you a little conversation. Then once you show your true colors, then that's when the number gets deleted, you get blocked. And when I see you, you know, it's peace sign, what's up, you know, and that's it, no more conversation. But I do like a little challenge, and I do believe in giving someone an opportunity to plead their case to me as to why they might want to spend some time with me. But if it doesn't fit, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time, but I will give you an opportunity to, you know, to plead your case.
Oh, wow. Ms. Robin Lynn Yabin, Buzz Live Radio. I am streaming in Happy Town. Go ahead, Robin.
So, some people, it's their a circumstance of their environment, and it's learned behavior. So they're grown up abused and put down and belittled, and so it's learned behavior. Some people, that's what they were taught. You know, low self-esteem. It's really, really, really sad how we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we'll turn it inwards just based on what someone else has told us or said about us. But it's like that when it's your own parents. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's why it can be really hard to overcome as an adult, because what do? We all stand on, well, this is what I learned. This is what we were taught. So open your minds and raise them self-esteem, people. You deserve, everyone deserves to be treated well and not mistreated. Abuse is not love. Love never fails. Okay, and someone that really, really loves you, they're not going to gaslight you. They're not going to belittle you. They're not going to put you down. They're going to have enough sense to know that if they're not good for you, they'll leave you alone. Just saying. And that from Dr. Maven in Happy Town.
All right,
well, you know,
Dr. Maven.
I'm sorry. I had
something
to say again. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Give your questions.
I totally agree with that. But, you know, it's sad that some people can't walk away and they keep accepting those behaviors, Robin, from the people that you have just said. They have those learned behaviors, so they don't do anything else. And they become so good at it that they trick other people, and other people's low self-esteem won't allow them to walk away. But,
yeah.
You know, I can only speak from experience, like you just said. 3 months ago, at my part-time job, there was a young gentleman there, came up to me, seemed to be very interested in me. I gave him my phone number. Oh, man, he gaslighted. He tried to gaslight me for a month. I went along to see exactly how long he was going to have this behavior and think that I was going to go along with it. So I listened to him for a while, and maybe I was wrong for making him think that I believed it. But I kept hoping that he would realize that what he was doing was just a pattern that he had become accustomed to, and that because I behaved different, that he would stop. But no, the only time he stopped was when I said, no more, no more. You are not able to move past a certain point, and I no longer want to be a test dummy for you. Now, I knew all along what you were doing, but I was hoping that somewhere along the way, because of my good behavior and my kindness and my self-esteem, that you would say, let me step back. She's too much for me. But the more I resisted him, the more it became a challenge. So finally, I just deleted his phone number, blocked him, and, you know, and I still see him at work, but the BS has stopped.
Oh, wow.
Silly fool. Where he at? Put him on the phone.
Doc, you there? Doc, you there? I think she's having issues with her headset. Low Dog, talk to us.
Yo, man. You know how I am, man. You know, I got good behavior, you know what I'm saying? I got, you know, but, you know, it's like the shoe would be on the other feet. It created me with a low self-esteem one time that I'm scared to get turned down or they don't want to be able to be bothered with me, you know what I'm saying? Because they like, oh, you like a brother or no, I think we should just be friends. Then, you know, I'd be, you know, then once I find out the conversation ain't there like it's supposed to be, so I shut down. And then they'll start calling me back like, why I ain't heard from you? I be wanting to tell them so bad, but I guess I'm not that one that will hurt somebody feeling like they'll hurt my feelings.
You can convey your thoughts, and I wouldn't really worry about hurting their feelings because they wasn't worried about your feelings.
That's right.
Just saying, and that's the problem. We always give people a pass. Don't say nothing. And people need to be held accountable. Yes, they do. No one
right.
wants to be accountable, and everyone wants to be right, but they don't want to be righteous. So I say, let them help us know. Let them have it.
Exactly.
I think we got Doc. Doc, you back? There you go, Doc. We can hear
I'm back.
You better
I think
now.
I think I disconnected myself accidentally. Boy, I have two questions. I have one question for the sister who had time to go along with the gentleman.
Divas Den. Mm-hmm.
Like, what made that situation, like, what made you have time for that? Our every minute and every second counts, you know, we don't ever know when to let, what made you want to just keep, even though you knew that this was not the situation, a good situation, what made you have time for that?
Well, because I have a kind heart, and I do believe that there's good people and there are good guys, but I think he may have had some issues. And really, I thought that with him coming to me, showing attention, seeing as though he was interested in getting to know me better, I wanted to give him a chance to maybe realize that if you wanted to give me a chance, you are going to have to change a little bit your ways. But he wasn't able to change. So once I realized that, I said, let me stop wasting time. Now I didn't waste no whole bunch of time now.
Uh-huh.
Don't get it wrong. It wasn't like no 3, 4, 5, 6 months now. No, it was real short-lived, you know.
Okay.
It was real short-lived. But I was, even when I deleted his phone number and blocked him, I was very kind about it. I could have been very nasty when I saw him at work and didn't speak. But even when I see him at work now, I speak, I shake his hand. If he want a little pat with the butt stuck out, I give him a little pat on the back with the butt stuck out.
Wow.
But, and I think he, yeah, I'm still nice to him because he didn't do anything to hurt me because I didn't allow him to do that. You know?
So hold on a second. Hold on a second. So,
okay.
Even though he tried to gaslight you and you blocked him and everything, you still speak to him at work. But you also y'all also play around at work too. You smack him on his ass and shit.
Oh no, none of that.
Oh, okay.
I said, how you doing?
Okay.
No, I
all
think right, sometimes he'll come up to me because one of our conversations was, whenever you see me, you just want to fist pound me. I said, where I'm from. You know, if you're interested in someone or if you consider someone a friend or whatever,
okay,
you give them a hug. So,
okay,
I misunderstood.
Oh, hug with the butt.
No.
Okay.
The church hug.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I thought
you said touch. You know, smack on the ass. I must have heard. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Listen, if he tapped me on the butt, I'm gonna make my hat fly up in the air.
Oh shit. we got Money Mike. Oh, hold on before you go, Money Mike. Bonita is back with us. Doc, can you repeat the question so while Money Mike is talking, Bonita can be thinking about her answer?
Okay.
Can you repeat the question?
Right. The question was, why do we even allow ourselves to be in situations where love isn't being served? Say it like that. Why do we hang on to situations?
All right. Money Mike, go ahead. This is going to be interesting, y'all, so be quiet.
Well,
here we go.
First of all, if I'm going to be in a situation, the only situation I'm going to be in that love ain't being served, that means sex is being met, and I ain't looking for love. I'm there for the sex. I'm there for the smash and pound game. 2-pound challenge to shoot some shots, do what we do, get it on and bounce. Go back home to your boo, go back home to yourself, whatever it is. Now, when it comes to the if I'm meeting somebody, I mean, my radar is on from, like you said, that I'm the first conversation to meet you, and by the time I get the phone call, I already know what both of us in that conversation, so I'm out, and then I'm the type, I ain't got to block you, I ain't going to meet you. I mean, how many will you see me across town somewhere doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? But hey, it's still nothing. It's still nothing, because, hey, like I said, so this is the smash and grab. I ain't looking for love. I'm looking for love. Like I said, I'm going to know what's up front. That's just me, though.
All right.
Hey, Money Mike, when your class start? When your class start, you come sit in your class.
Oh, Lord.
7 days
ago.
Your
ass ain't get no damn credits in that damn class.
Only way you get money, you gotta get out there and get it.
Mike, I have your ass fucked up. All right, Benita, have a bomb. Boom, it's your turn, baby. What you got for us?
Well, I've definitely been in that situation. I was in it for years, but I only allowed it because of my children. You know, I wanted a father, you know, their fathers to be in their lives and actually be in the household. So I put up with a lot of shit, bullshit at that. I put up with a lot of it. And, that's what it was. It wasn't even about me. It wasn't about him. It wasn't so much about we were so in love. It was just, you know, wanting my kids to grow up in a different situation than myself, but I quickly realized that, you know, it's probably better to be without than with, and, you know, because when you're hurting your children, know when you're hurting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They see that and they feel it, so, yeah. That's the only reason why I allowed it.
All right. Me, myself.
When I got time, I got to
go ahead. Okay.
I'm
sorry. Okay.
I'm done.
Myself, you know, I've always been cautious after being in the situation I was with the girl that tried to kill me. I always been cautious of where I place myself with a female. If I get that vibe, you know, that fucked up vibe from them, I'm not even gonna put myself in that situation where I fall in love, because love hurts. Trust me, love hurts. And then it fades away a long time. Go ahead.
Wait. Love hurts or people hurt people? Why do we put that on love?
Hurt people hurt people. That's true. But when your heart's in it, that's love. Right?
It is, exactly. I agree. I totally agree.
When your heart's in it, that's love. And then when your heart's in it, that's love. And then when your heart gets broken, that love hurts. And then it comes in low self-esteem, and you don't want to be bothered with nobody. You don't want to talk. You don't want to do anything but try to figure it out on your own. And that shit takes time. And then in the meantime, you got other people coming this way and coming that way trying to be, you know, trying to get to know you and stuff like that. But half the time, some people are not even over their hurt from this one, and then turn around and jump back in it again for 1 or 2 months, and then they hurt all over again. And then that's when you got that. Then that's when you got someone going to the hospital, someone going to jail, someone going to the morgue, someone's going to, you know, bury somebody. You know, the kids are losing their parents and things like that. Because I know I'm jumping around, but I'm just trying to make this all in one statement. Because people's not giving themselves enough time. You get out of here, your heart's hurt. Let yourself heal before you jump back into something else. That's how everybody knows, even Low Dog just said it. Low self-esteem, if you have low self-esteem, you know, a lot of people got to have somebody. A lot of people got to be in a relationship. They got to have that man, or the man's got to have a woman because of the low self-esteem.
Causes you to think something is love when it's not.
True. That's true.
So then we go and we put a bad rap on love when it really isn't love at all. It never was love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. It doesn't boast. Love is a lot of things, but love doesn't hurt. And so when we have incorrect vision, we think love is things that it's not.
Incorrect vision. That's a word to sum it up. I like that. Incorrect vision. That means you got to put some fucking bifocals on so you can see.
You got to take some things off so you can see.
Yeah, that's true too. Hell yeah. Man, that's a good terminology on that. Wow. Anybody else want to add before we go to the Diva's Den so she can come up with the next question for us while we go into the next song? Because these ladies the men want to be, please be gentle. Go ahead, Diva.
Okay. I guess one of the questions I've always wanted to ask, and you mentioned it when you said that your last relationship, do men really hurt? And what do men define as hurt? Mm-hmm. Not getting their way? All right, so you got enough, we got enough guys to clarify. I want to know, what do you all define getting hurt?
All right. Guys, got that? Everybody got that? All right, the fellas, think about it, because we're coming first right after this one.
This is The Quiet Storm with DJ Sean on Hilltop Radio. I was thinking what you said to me last night, and I know what you want.
Right back with the Quiet Storm with DJ Sean on Hilltop Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Quiet Storm. That's right. That's Frederick. Please Be Gentle. I know that brought back some memories.
Yeah.
It did.
Ooh-wee.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Knocking the boots off that song back in the day, boy. Oh, yeah. Divas, then give the question one more time, and then we'll start with Mr. Low Dog, the D-O-double-G.
Straight to the point. Do men really hurt? And what do you mean when you say you hurt me?
Go ahead, Low Dog.
Well,
yeah, clear. He got clear. Yeah, clear. It's third on that motherfucker one. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, because that's a strong one now. Well, yes, yes, men really hurt, yes and no. Yes, yes and no, men really hurt, because sometimes a man hurts, and then feel like he getting shut down and thinking, and then on the other hand, shit, some men just got that nonchalant, I don't give a fuck attitude. Like, oh well, you hurt me, I'm gonna hurt you. Like,
Money Mike.
I knew. Oh wait, you ain't number three of men. So, so I'm gonna hit y'all with the Linda Williams. I cried. I've been married twice, and I can tell you, I was honestly hurt, broken even, at the dissolution of both my marriages. One, my first marriage for 8 years, I was, and yeah, as a man saying for 8 years, I just cut myself off from everybody, friends. At that time, only Big Mama saw me. I just cut myself off. Second one, 4 years. Different reasons, of course. So if it was really love, yeah, man, we hurt. It hurts. I mean, even, especially if it be fault of our own, but then it's more crushing if it wasn't because of us and it's because of, you know, y'all decided, hey, you know, this just ain't working, and we know we didn't get everything from here to the moon and back to try to be the everything we can be. But like I think was said earlier in the question, you know, when it comes to women, y'all know what y'all really want, and it don't matter if I'm highly up and notchy in love, but if you feel it's just for whatever reason, you want out. I mean, I can't, when it comes to love, I can't do the petty thing with you. I can't, that's where, if it's over, it's over. I mean, I try to play it my case or, hey, we can do this, but once I see that you are standing firm on the no, now the thing about me, my cutoff from that point is instant. Like, I'm done. Like, I don't, we got kids tomorrow, the kids are one thing, but how are you? I don't do the small talk. It's like you said, done. We got kids, it's the kids. There's nothing else to say between us right now. There's nothing. I don't small talk it. I don't keep you. Don't act butt hurt, but I am hurt. And because I'm hurt, besides our kids, which means everything to the both of us, I just can't do the small talk. So, yeah, we hurt. What in love? We hurt.
Yeah, some men show it, and some men hide it because they think if they show how much they really love or loved a female, and they think that if they show it around other men, they'd be teased, or they'll be, you know, they'll feel, you know, that's when that low self-esteem comes in. But I want to piggyback off Mike a little bit. I was in love with this girl, and I cried about it. And I said, when I got myself together, I said, I will never, ever fall in love that deep again for a female where she made me cry over love. I said, the next one that I would love like that again would be the one I say I do, or I marry. That's going to be the last one. Because, I mean, shit. I mean, love hurts like a motherfucker, like I said earlier. Love hurts. And sometimes it takes us a while to get over it. And sometimes, you know, like Mike said, sometimes you can get over it like that. Sometimes it takes us, you know, months, sometimes years to get over it because of how much you were involved, love, in love, fell in love, you know, put this person high on the pedestal, did everything that she asked you did, you know what I mean? And then that breakup, man, that breakup was a hurting motherfucker, boy. Real talk.
Yeah. Hey, DJ Sean.
Okay.
I got a question. Money Mike and DJ Sean, do y'all think that we'll be called a wussy if we, you know, say that we hurt? You know how people, your friends might say, man, you a wussy, man.
They'll say that because they've never been in, they've never probably been in the situation that we've been in, or they never been, or they never found a real woman that hurt their fucking feelings. That's probably why they say that. Or they're too stupid to find, they're too stupid to find a female themselves, or can't get one.
Look, I answer from this perspective. I answer from my perspective of my life. I'm because of my other. Of how I was, of course, you, ladies, when you in the playboy mentality and you know how we dealing with our boys and we all out there getting it in. And, of course, when I got married, oh, man, married. And when I was hurt, oh, man, you acting all weak-ass son. I told all my boys, hey, dog, fuck y'all. And now one of y'all niggas ever said y'all been in love before, this shit hurt. Like,
damn right.
I put my life and soul and everything into that person. I see a hoe coming down a dozen, man. I've lost love. I can get a hoe any day, no disrespect. But the sex I can get any day. I'm talking about love. I found something that was worth the risk, and I took it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was mad at them. Oh, bro, you ain't got to come like that. Yeah, I do got to come like that. Y'all, and I was like, go out there and keep chasing your bitches. Whatever. I don't give a shit. I say when I'm done. It's like,
and,
they was like, damn, bro.
And also, I'm gonna say this, and then you ladies can go. Also, in the back of your mind, men in the back of their mind, I'm speaking for myself, but some men say that the one that they marry is gonna be one that they end up, that's it. And most of the time that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You go out here and you find that person, you have kids by them and everything. Excuse me. And you think this is it for you? You know what I mean? Happy family or whatever like that. And most of the time it's not like that. But in the back of your mind, you want it like that. Me, I was one that wanted like that. You follow what I'm saying? At that time, my oldest daughter was by another girl, but I was dating this girl. Yeah. So. I'll turn the microphone over to the ladies.
You guys have really poured your heart out tonight by speaking openly and honestly about what you've gone through. And I received that. And I say, even though it was years ago, I want about each one of you mofo a boxer of tissues. Because that brought tears to my eyes. And I'm putting a little humor in it, but I've never heard it explained like that before. And I'm old school, which means that I'm old. But, I have much respect for you all to be able to speak openly and honestly and to admit that, yes, you have been hurt and that it does hurt. Because from my point of view, I was hurt as a teenager. And then I was hurt as a grown-ass woman. That grown-ass woman hurt was different from that teenage hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Let me
tell
you.
Hell yeah, dude.
I could not. There were some days I felt like I couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I could not sleep. And it was all because I felt like a part of me had been ripped out and taken away, a part that I needed to be able to function, to breathe. To eat, to sleep. I don't care how I tried to sleep. I couldn't sleep. Now, I wasn't a stalker, didn't stalk him after any of that, but I just could not function. My self-esteem wasn't low. I still got up and looked pretty, went on about my life, but there was a part of me that I lost for a period of time. I couldn't focus. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't eat. My every waking moment was, boy, I'm missing something. Is that something really another person? But it wasn't about the person. It was about what he brought to my life and what he awakened in me. And it was like a lifeline. It was like being jolted, a shot of medicine that you had to have every day. But when I got past it, now I tell you this, I do want love again, and I'm not afraid to love hard again. I just think I'll love smarter when I fall in love this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know something?
Doc, anything you want to add? Anything you or Benita want to add? Anything?
I'll say this before I run. You know, the question was, do men hurt? And, you know, the obvious answer to me is, of course they do because they're human. Now, do they show it is another question. Do they expose it? And like the sister said, it's very refreshing to hear, you know, men, especially older men, express when they've been hurt, because that kind of vulnerability opens everybody up to fresh starts, and because you can clear it out. When you don't express it, you hold it in, and anything you hold on to, it doesn't leave room for anything new. So to be able to get it out open and let it go, it's just, it's a blessing. And that blessed me too. So, that's all I have to say. I have to run. Good night, you all. Have a great week.
We appreciate you.
Good night.
Thank you, guys. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Good night.
All right. Benita, you want to add to it? Anything you want to?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a man, but I have, because the same guy was telling y'all about the 10 years I was with him, and when it was over with, you know, later in life, he told me, like, he was hurt, like, it hurt him or whatever, so shit, hell, I couldn't tell. Yeah, I couldn't tell, so, yeah, whatever.
Right. But also it, now I'm going to speak on me, it has me wanting to know if I have a female that I have her, and I know in my mind that she's the one I want to be with, she's the one I want to get to know. So what I do is, the communication is the key part to your next journey. And then with that, with me, I'm speaking for myself, with that communication, when I'm communicating with you, I'm learning everything that I need to know about you, about your past relationships, your past situations that you've been in. So now I know how to come. Now I know how to come to the table in a whole totally different way, where I'm not bringing you a remembrance of your last, or, you know, or someone that did you wrong and this and that, because now I know how to approach it, and I know how to not set myself up to fall in love, and it's not going to work. Why? Because I communicate with this person, not once every week, every day. When you into somebody, when you really into somebody, for me, when you're really into somebody, you're going to talk to that person multiple times a day. Mm. Even if it's just not a 30-minute conversation, it could be, how your day going? Are you still working? You're working hard? And this and that. I'm like, okay, well, I see you're busy. I'll give you a buzz later. That's, you know, that's my communication, and not just once, because I want her to know that in the back of her mind, DJ Sean, he must be into me or something, because he calls me a lot. You follow what I'm saying? So that's how I'm going into the next chapter, which is going to be the final chapter of my book.
But that's the thing, though. You can tell somebody your story, and they'll turn around and do exactly what the last person did, or even worse. That's the crazy part about, like, how you ask me my story and I tell you my story, then you do the same thing. Like, it makes no sense. I feel like people think that they can get away. They say, oh, he did this and he got away with it for so long, then I know I can do it, and I got a chance after chance after chance. No, you don't. That's why he's on.
Right.
Wow.
Let's, quick question. Go ahead.
Yo, I would like to know if, you know, I was hurt, right? And this girl hurt me, so my ex-fiance who had passed away, she hurt me so bad till I cried and I was lovesick. I didn't want to eat. And y'all think women, let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all think it would be, if I told y'all or I cried in front of y'all, well, how would y'all feel about a man crying in front of him or, you know? And I just pulled my heart out to you.
I've cried in front of myself before. I've cried in front of
probably would.
Y'all think I'm soft?
At first, I would probably. I would. Well, I wouldn't think you were soft. At first, I would look at you in disbelief because I'm not. I've never seen a man cry other than my son, but he was 15 when he cried. I've not seen a man cry. No. Maybe at a funeral. But about love and about a relationship and about being hurt about things in life and especially about a relationship, I probably would look at you in disbelief. But I would try to comfort you. And my first form of comfort would be to allow you to express your feeling through tears. And then I would ask you, what is it that's causing the tears? Is there anything that I can do, or is it just something you want to talk about? I would, but it will be a shocker for me, because I wouldn't think you were weak, but it would just shock me to the point where I'm thinking I've never seen it before, and because I've never seen it, I might not know exactly the right thing to say, but the only thing I could say that would be safe, and I think would be more than enough, is can I do to help you, or is it just something you want to talk about, or do you want to go through it on your own?
Mm-hmm. I just ask you, hold me, please. Can you hold me?
Bring your big ass over here. Let me put my arms around you.
But then you got a question you want to ask?
No, I don't.
No. All right, Money Mike, you up? What question you gonna ask? And we're going to a song. We'll be right back. What you got?
What's it?
He want me to ask a question. Okay.
Ask a question, bro.
And men, this is men, because I'm something. Okay, I ain't gonna go that far. But how do you feel? Maybe, as I say, I'm a believer in that. Character is everything. And why sometimes you can't judge a person by actions, because each and every person is, we're going to have a bad day. You're going to have a bad week. You can have a bad year. So how do you feel if it was somebody really loved and time passed and run back into them? Do you think you rekindle and can give a second chance to that person? If, yeah, you know the problem, you know what went wrong, but at the same time, we also know what was the pros and the cons about that person. And maybe they have changed. I mean, because I'll never say can't nobody change, because I'm living proof that anybody can change.
So you're saying doing a second time around, a second tour of duty.
A second time around, giving a second tour of duty.
Second time around.
All right, we'll be right back.
Shining armor, stand around to hear. your girl, the Diva, from the Diva's Den. They call me the new round-the-way girl. I don't ride around the neighborhood, but I promise I'll make you want to ride around the neighborhood with all this good music that's played inside the Diva's Den. I ain't scared of nothing. I'm independent. I make my own money, and I bring the heat when it comes to Southern Soul Blues music. I play music from some of your favorite Southern Soul Blues artists, old school, new school. I cover it all. So text a friend, tweet a friend, Facebook a friend, and IG a friend, and tell them your girl, the Diva, sets it all 5 p.m. on Hilltop Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Quiet Storm, Love After Dark. The question again, Mike, say the question again. Second time around, right?
Second time, could you give a second chance at love to someone?
First time, like the first time, talking about the second time. Go ahead, Diva, then.
Well, yes and no. My high school sweetheart, I would not, God rest his soul, I would not give him another chance because he was a cheater. He was a cheater and a hoe to the day he died, and he knew it.
Damn.
And I told him so. I told him so. I mean, he knew it.
And
you know,
she came out right with it. You a hoe.
he was a hoe from high school until he closed his eyes for good. And he knew it. He admitted it. He just loved women. Now, but my boyfriend that I had, my last real boyfriend, I probably would give him another chance because he realized, and he's been begging, and he told me that I was the best thing he ever had, and that he didn't give me enough chance. He didn't give me a chance simply because we were not of the same religion, and he just didn't think that I would be able to fit in his world. But his world was the people around him, not his world. So he was too hung up, but he told me that he was sorry for all of that. I've talked to him a few times. He was sorry for all of that, and he did make a mistake. But I had moved on. Now, I'm at my age now, he's older. If he came at me the right way, and he as the old folks would say, if he would coat me the right way, I'd give him another chance.
All right. Moving on. Benita Apple Bomb. Boom. What you got to say?
I missed the question.
Lord. Mike, repeat the question again, yeah. Mike. Well, in other words, shorten it up. Would you give somebody a second time around?
Would you
a second
give
go around?
A second chance.
Hell no!
I don't believe no
three price you out, none of that shit. If you did it once, you do it again. I don't trust your ass. I never trust you. I wouldn't put myself through that. Nope.
Well, she made that.
What in that, Benita, though?
Yeah.
What if it wasn't, like, what if y'all broke up? It wasn't a cheating thing. It wasn't none of that. It's just, like, as life can be so tragic.
But it was something, though. It was something. It was the reason that we didn't work. And I don't want to revisit it. No. No.
She said
it. You like me or whatever. It don't matter, whatever it was. No, if it didn't work, it didn't work for me.
She said, hell to the motherfucking no. Mm-hmm. All right. You don't need to ask it no more. Moving on. Low dog. You don't need to get quiet now, goddammit. Low dog.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, we need to have a bomb. Hell to the no. Because Chet is out. You fool me once, same on you. You fool me twice, same on me. It ain't gonna be no damn third or no second. Mm-mm.
All right. Well, my situation is I'm not doing no second tour duty. I ain't doing it. I can't do it. I can't do a second tour. Because you can't tell me the same BS we went through the first time ain't going to happen the second time. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Because you're still going to have those red flags up. You're still going to have, you know, is she going to the store like she says she's going? Is she texting her sister or cousin or play cousin as she you know, you still have all those flags up. That trust isn't there. That's how I see it. Trust isn't there anymore. I can't do no second tour. Nope. Can't do it. So let me ask this question. Damn, I lost thought of what I was going to ask. Shit. Damn.
Oh, we'll move on to the next question.
Yeah, damn. I lost it just that damn quick. I guess it wasn't meant for me to fucking say it. I know Benita said she didn't have any questions before. Benita, you got a question you want to ask now?
Nope.
She's still saying
Benita said nope. I got a question, but this doesn't take a break. Would you loan your boyfriend or girlfriend money, and do you expect to get it back if you loan it to them?
Hey, there's a lot of crickets. There's a lot of crickets on this motherfucking phone.
If we serious, this is my thing. If we serious, and I give it to you, like I dated a top maintenance woman before, and I actually like the thrill of it because, you know, it I ain't gonna lie, she stepped me up in a lot of ways to where it changed it. But for whatever I spent, if she asked for this or asked for that, I ain't no ask for that. I mean, I'm securing my needs that, you know, hey, if I give it to you, me and you supposed to be this. I ain't gonna ask for it back, and vice versa. She gave me something; she never asked for it back.
But what?
But now me and you just on the boat with those. You can't go and pick it off.
Giving. I understand giving, but this is a loan. Will you loan me some money? Do you expect your loan to be repaid?
I loaned her $500, but I told myself in faith and in prayer, I expect people to be exactly who they are. If I loan it to you, once I give it to you, if you pay me back, then you did what you said. If you didn't, I just think I'm going to have a hang-up on it because money, you'll fall out over money. Money's rule all evil. So I just learned, my grandma taught me that, just once if I give you money, if you pay it back, you pay it back. If you don't, hey, I'll take the strike. Or, hey, I may nickel and dime you to get it back. But I just ain't going to be like, hey, you get my money. I ain't going to do that. And like I said, if we just obi, you ain't going over $50 with me anyway. Like, that's how much you're going to get from me. $50. That's it. $50. That's a tank of gas. That's it. I don't even care to pay it back because I probably gave it to you to get the hell away from me. So it's all good. That's just the way I feel. Put you on that $50 tab.
Okay.
Well,
I want my money back. I'm sorry. If I loan it to you, I don't care. I'm like my mama. If somebody borrowed some money from my mama 10 years ago and you didn't give it back, she's still talking about it. Because you said, loan me some money. I want my money back. Now, if you had said, can you give me some money? Can you help me pay this? Can you do that's fine. But if you said, can you loan me some money, because your word means everything. We just talked about that, being honest and open. Your word is all you have to stand on. Now, if you said to me, can you loan me some money? That's what they've listened. I don't loan my honey money. I'll just give you the money, you know, and because I know it's, we've got to cover each other at some point, but I don't loan my sweetie, my boo thing, my husband money. But so I would say that to get an understanding. But if you said, can you loan me some money, and I didn't say you don't have to give it back, I expect my loan to be repaid.
Damn.
You loaning, Bonita, you loaning money out?
Shit, you got to have some money to loan it out. I'm begging.
God damn. But that was plain and simple.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
damn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
John, do you loan money and want it back, or do you just give it away and collect some other kind of way?
It depends on who it is. It depends. Honestly, it depends on if it's somebody that I'm tight with, and they ask to loan it. You know, they said they need something out. You know, if I have it, they got it. You know, or when I get it, I'll get it. But if it's if it's somebody that I'm tight with, I don't expect it. Especially if they're struggling, I don't expect it right back. You follow what I'm saying? Because sometimes helping people financially, my opinion, you don't always expect it back right then and there. You know, you shouldn't, if somebody's struggling and you're helping them, you shouldn't put a deadline on help if you're sincere. And if they're sincere about needing it, you follow what I'm saying? When they get themselves straight, then yeah, you know, hit me back when you can. But you know, if I know you're a bunch of BS, oh hell no, I give you my last. Shit, I'm still trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
Yeah, we were dating, and he said, Kent, will you loan me X amount of money for 2 weeks when I get.
How far in the relationship was it when he started asking you for money?
He was my boo thing. We had each other's
boo
back. Thang. But still, he was my boyfriend. We were living together. But still, we understood each other when we became
a whoa, 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 wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Okay, come on.
Hold on. If y'all living together, if you're living together, why would he want to borrow money? Or need you to lend him some money?
Okay,
I'm scratching my damn eyebrow on that one.
Well, that's not, right, because listen, as a man, he was supposed to provide and protect. Now, he had to pay the most expensive bill. I bought groceries and things like that. So he was short on whatever it was he had to pay. I had the money. And he was short until 2 weeks from then. I said, sure, I'll loan it to you.
But is this the same bill every month, right? This is the same bill every month?
Yeah, but this month he fell short. But still, I want you to understand that I got your back. But you have to have my back too. Now, if you ask me to borrow money until the next 2 weeks and you didn't give it back, that means that I was X amount of money in the hole that I had just gave you to cover your part of the bill. I don't ever ask you for money to cover my part of the bills and not pay it back or for whatever reason. So, again, it's about, for me, it was about being able to keep your word, you know, do your part. You know, and my thing, go ahead. I'm here to ask a question. Go ahead.
I'm trying to figure out, this ain't even for you, but How do you get in a hole with bills if you're living together and both everybody's working? I don't understand that.
How do you fall in a hole
if you're paying the same thing every damn month? That's not budgeting your money right.
No, his job, he did not have a 9-to-5. He was a photographer.
He didn't have a nine to five.
No, he had his own business, and he would take pictures Thursday through Sunday.
He should have been taking pictures of that money dish, not counterfeiting. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, but you know, I understood how he got in that situation, and he was absolutely right. I knew that 2 weeks from then he was going to have, 10 times what he borrowed from me. So my thing about this, yeah, I can hold you over until then because we both want to make sure that we keep a roof over our head and everything else that we have to have. But when you make this 10 times what you borrowed from me, I want you to give me my little money back so I can continue to have my own, take care of my part of the responsibility.
So let me ask this. How many times have that happened in the
It only happened one time in the relationship.
Okay.
But I wanted my money back. I'm sorry. That was just me. You borrowed it. I want it back. You didn't say.
Yeah, I would want it back then. Yeah, hell yeah.
He was a little salty about it for about a day or two, but guess what?
How are you gonna be salty about it?
Because he felt like I should have just let it slide. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. Because if I let that slide, what else would I let slide?
Mm.
So we got a great understanding after that, you know. Salty for a couple of days, gave me my money back. I was happy. And then his lesson was, from now on, I'll have to be prepared so I don't have to ask. I don't have to be in this situation, and we don't have to be in this situation. So it worked out fine for us. But I was just asking because I know that I'm not the only person. I can't be the only person in the world that has been in that situation before. You know, and I was just asking to see whether or not there was somebody on the panel that had been through in that, and how do they feel about that? But I got some answers, you know. So.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, Lodol.
Yo, it's like this here. I agree with Diva. Also, you know, I had did that before. And that person said that, I was just going to see where you're going to give it to me. I really didn't need it. I was just going to see if you're going to give it to me. And I said, well, why the hell you took it so fast then? You took it mighty fast. Well, give it back then. She said, no, you gave it to me.
Yes,
of course, I'm going to ask. Go ahead, Diva.
Yeah, because sometimes there is a lot of trickery in it. So, you know.
I'm going to say this. Do we allow ourselves to put our own selves in situations that we don't have to have ourselves in? Or we just put ourselves there for attention and then for attention and to have excuses, knowing that we don't have to put ourselves there, but we put ourselves there? Anybody understand that question? That makes sense.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
No. okay. We just can't play with me. Like, no. We it's certain things we don't play with. It's certain tests we don't do. It's a relationship. No. Like, if you need it, you needed it. If I needed it, I needed it. It ain't gonna be let me hold. Ha! I got it. I mean
anything. I mean, not in particular money. It's anything.
If we 100, we 100.
Right.
If I'm 80 and you 20, or I'm 20 and you 80, then of course all types of fuckery gonna go on. But if we 100, we 100.
I mean, certain type of games we just ain't going to play. We just, no, that didn't even come across the board. I don't even come across the board. Younger than me, older than me, my younger than me knew me, I knew her. My same age as knew me, I knew her. It's just, no, just, it's certain games that we don't play.
Yeah. Because I agree with you, Mike, because, you know, even that relationship that I was in, if we were 100, I was 100 in loaning it to you, but you were 90% and wanted to give it back. So we weren't 100. So in that case, I need it back. Because if you were 100 like I was 100, 2 weeks 2 weeks later, you would have come to me and gave it back to me.
That's true.
Oh, but that was I don't know how many years ago that was. Ooh, jeez. That was 20 years ago. But
all right, let's get into a quick song. We'll be right back. How about some Giorgio?
Just you, my sunshine, my light that shines.
All right, welcome back. Quiet Storm, Love After Dark. Who was up? I forgot. Or we didn't have a question. We didn't have a question, right? Let's do this. Diva's Den. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, we didn't have a question this time around.
Okay. Diva's Den, go ahead and let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media, sweetheart, and where they can tune in to your show.
Listen, you can tune into the Diva's Den right here on Hilltop Radio Monday through Friday. I absolutely love it. 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central. Don't miss it. It's a fire show. Lots of Southern Soul, blues, new school, old school. Every now and then, I might sprinkle it with a little R&B. You can follow me on Facebook, The Diva's Den, Denise the Diva Brooks, and the Soul and Blues Top 20 Airplay page. My personal Facebook page is Mary Dora, the Diva. You can follow me on TikTok, Instagram, at Diva1039. If you got a request, you can always email me, Diva1116@gmail.com. Or if you go to the HilltopRadio.com app, you can leave your request there.
All right. Low Dog, let them know. I'm going to follow you.
You can follow me on Down by Law Show on Facebook, or you can follow me at the leggroup.com or right here on the All Stars with DJ Sean on Hilltop Radio and the Diva's Den.
You got it.
All right. Money Mike.
Definitely. Always hit the Hillside Radio show. Whenever DJ Sean on, I'm on. We in that thing, getting it in. On all social media, it's S-U-N-G Music. S-I-T-S-U-N-G-M-U-S-I-C. Or the website, newungmusic.com.
All right, guys, you guys can now catch me over there on PeachTreeRadioFM.net Saturdays on Peachtree Radio FM Saturdays from 3 to 6. I'm bringing you back a little bit of the 70s. I'll throw some 60s in there, a little bit of the 70s, 80s, and 90s classic R&B from, and I go deep in my vault to get some good music out. I played this Saturday. Shouts out to the Diva's Den for connecting me. And then next Saturday I'll be simulcasted not only on Peachtree Radio, but DJSean.org and what's the radio station over there in Utah? Over in Utah as well. Yeah.
ASSK Radio, Salt Lake City, Utah. Is that the one?
Yes, ma'am. That's it. Yeah, I met him. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's my dude. Yeah, I'm on that station, too.
Yep, so that's where you guys can find good R&B over there. Over there, as they say it, over there. Over there, yeah. Money Mike, any shows coming up anywhere? Any shows coming up?
I'm getting an award, a hip hop award here in Shreveport at our Southern Soul Food Festival here on August the 26th, I believe. I'm being honored, and then we just been asked, or my partner telling me right, to actually perform there. So I'm gonna pull out something special for them. You know, of course, no weight on me, but I might run into a Money Mike kid, act right, live for everybody. Been having some people ask me, do we do something for the ladies? So we possibly going to hit the act right for them live. So, hey, the Money Mike debut along with you and G. So, hey, there it is.
All right.
Sean.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell them don't forget that this Thursday night, We got Karen Wolf and Will Gatlin.
I was going to get into that after I got Low Dog. Yeah, I was going to give him this week's schedule. Well, you beat me to
it. No, I know, but don't let me beat you to your show. Do your thing.
Go ahead, Low Dog. Low Dog, where are you performing at? Any performances coming up?
No, not right now. I'll be performing in September in Elmore. Is it Elmore? I don't know. It's the backyard. It's a backyard blues festival.
Oh,
in Elmore, Alabama or Mississippi, one of the
two. Okay. All right, all right, all right. All right, this week, tomorrow night, we got a double hitter. We got Al Davis and the Show Out Girl Q. They got their hit, the Show Out Girl. The Remedy, all the way from Chicago, will be a quartet group. Well, not quartet group, but they sound like Belle Biv DeVoe. No, not Belle Biv DeVoe. Boys and Men. They'll be on with us. They'll be on with us tomorrow night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Wednesday night, a special Wednesday night show. We got the one and only, one of the hottest names in Southern Soul, Sir Charles Jones, will be jumping on board with us. And then we're going to be ending the week, man. We got a triple header on Monday. I forgot about Ronnie Hudson. He's going to be on with us live from California. It's going to be, Thursday night, Hilltop Radio Show and the Divas Den are going to be tag teaming together to be. We got one of the hottest names in the industry. You guys mark my word, Will Gatlin, and you already know the queen, the princess of blues and soul. Karen Wolf is going to be joining us as well too, and we're going to be getting into. I'll let Diva D talk about Karen Wolf part of the show. Go ahead, Diva.
Yeah, Karen Wolf. She's been in the business for years. I'll send a little bio out to everyone before that. She used to do background for Denise LaSalle, and she is just one of the queens of Southern Soul. She's been on the road. She's done shows with some of the hottest artists, Bobby Rush, Sir Charles Jones, Willie Clayton. She's just been out there for years. Like I said, she started as a background singer, and then now she's gone solo. She's had multiple hits. We'll play some of those on Thursday night show. So she's got quite a story to tell, and I think it's going to be a great addition to the panel to have her on the show to ask questions and to represent for females in the business and how they are the last to be asked to be on shows, but they are loved just as much as some of the male artists are. I'm extremely excited about her. And then we have the up-and-coming star, Will Gatlin. He does R&B and Southern Soul. He writes. He produces. He's an all-around talent, and he's won a hell of an a cappella singer. But miss it.
He's also another. We have another police officer that's a big, huge fan of the show, out of Mississippi, Doc Grover, and Will's a police officer as well, out of Chicago. So it's good to have these fellas on board with us and what we do over here on Hilltop. So when we're going through these cities and stuff, we can speed and not get caught. No, I'm just lying. I'm lying. don't go to Mississippi in Chicago at speed and say, well, DJ Sean's doing such and such. Hell no. Don't use my excuses. You think your ass is going to get out of a ticket?
Well, you know, Will Gatlin, before he moved to Chicago, he was a policeman in Mississippi, and I got stranded on the side of the road in the middle of two cities, and the wrecked truck couldn't find me. So Will and I had been friends, so I called up Will, and I said, Will, I need some help. He said, Diva, where are you? I said, I don't know where I am. I can only tell you the billboards that I see. He said, Diva, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call some of my friends who's over in another county and see can my police friends from another county find you. And he did all that just to try to find me, but I must have been in a remote area where it just wasn't meant for me to be found because the police never found me. What I had to do was put out a search and a rescue on my own self on Facebook, and somebody came to rescue me. But it does help to have some policemen in your corner sometimes. They can connect you to other police force in other areas that can get you saved, but not from a speeding ticket.
It's a good damn thing that you did that, and it could have been something different these days.
It really could have been.
Damn. Well, again, I want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight's show, Love After Dark. Dude, there's a Money Mike, any shout-outs you want to give, man?
Shout-out to my fam, Lupe G, of course, my partner, Scrap Iron, Powerball Records, man, of course, you, DJ Son, and the Hip Hop All-Stars, man, and shout out to Big God, because most definitely because of him, I'm here doing this thing another day. So, man, that's my shout out. And shout out Sweet Nate for the plug.
Low Dog, any shout outs?
Yo, I would like to give a shout out to you, man. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Be with them for believing in me. And also, thank you, Money Mike, for you for believing in me and lacing me up with a track. And also, shout out to my partner in crime and her absence. I'll be glad when she comes back. Roz Marie Double Chocolate. And also, I ain't fooling with y'all tonight, man.
All right.
And
right. Let me shut. Go ahead. You finished, Light Off?
Oh, I wasn't saying that.
Oh, I thought you were getting ready to say something. Divas, then any shout outs you want to give, baby?
No, I want to shout out to the Diva. Shout out.
All right. Well, you guys, make sure you guys tune in tomorrow night right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Everybody have a good night, a good blessings tomorrow. Peace, love, and hair grease. And we're going to get on out of here with A Love of Our Own by the Average White Band. Man, where does music go?
Yeah.
Please come back.